And we're back.
Okay, here we go.
Wakey, wakey.
What day is it?
Tuesday.
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 Good morning. Are you awake?
Good morning, sir. Well,
good morning to you, too.
That's what I want to see first thing in the morning.
I'm glad you're here. Good morning.
Let's do our best to make a good first impression.
Time for my favorite show.
We proudly present this show.
It's Tuesday.
Showtime.
Boston's greatest hits.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Lorne and Wally Morning Show on what is not a Monday. No, this is Tuesday, and it's over.
Yeah, it is.
Summer is over. It had to end. Come on. Everybody okay with it? No.
Well, yeah, I'm ready for school to start. Lucy starts high school on Thursday. And yeah. So
wow. Yikes.
I'm ready for that to begin so that we can get in the routine.
Okay.
And I can stop entertaining her.
You know what? Not when it's 90 degrees. See, that's the unfair thing about September. It could be 90. It could be 45.
That's
you
true.
Know, by the end of September. And then sometimes it snows in October.
Well, today it's going to be 90. How about you? You ready? You good with it?
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're ready.
We're a week into school. We've already, had two full days, a half day, and no school. It's just like...
Okay, perfect. It's normal.
Back in the swing.
It's almost time for vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, stuff we got coming up today right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. We will be talking with Bill the Spaceman Lee. 8.5, right, Hank?
8.5 games. Red Sox won. Yankees lost.
Okay, that's always good news. So at 8:40 this morning, we'll talk to the Spaceman himself. Also, hey, did anybody get a chance to watch any of the McCain stuff over the weekend?
I saw the highlights.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Simply amazing. We'll cover that for you here. Let me see. Ah, today is the day after Labor Day. So I got up this morning, and I, reach in the closet, and I pull out what I'm wearing right now, which is a white polo shirt.
Oh.
And I thought, the day after Labor Day. You're not supposed to wear white anymore.
Just on the bottoms.
Yeah, white pants.
And so I thought, okay. That's stupid. Who made this rule? So we have done research.
Oh.
We will now tell you why you're not supposed to wear white on the day, right after Labor Day.
Okay.
Okay? We also have the blow you away fact of the day coming up this morning. We'll track Tropical Storm Gordon, which is down in Florida, going to hit the coast.
Yeah, it's that time of year again, huh?
Yep, it's that time of the year again. Bryson DeChambeau. Won the Dell Technologies.
I went TPC. To that yesterday.
Did you see the picture of Brian with Tiger Woods?
Unbelievable.
Right. It was a good time. We chased Tiger all around the course. That guy kind of draws a crowd.
He does. All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Oh, boy, this is very exciting. Every morning we play Grand in 60 Seconds. But today is a very special day because I have some help this morning. But first, let's meet our player, and then I will introduce our special guest quizmaster. All right, let's go to the phones and meet Felicia. Felicia Doran. She's from Dorchester. Felicia, how are you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
Excellent, thank you. All right, you're going to get a chance to play Grand in 60 Seconds. But we have a very special guest joining us to read you your questions this morning. Ben Bailey, the guy from Cash Cab. He's right here in the studio. He's performing at City Winery this weekend. Ben, good morning.
Thank you, and good morning. How you doing, man?
Good. All right, now.
Cool.
I hope you don't.
Hi, Felicia.
I hope you, aren't too pressured here to read some questions.
It's going to be weird for me to ask trivia questions while I'm not driving.
Yeah, I mean, feel free to hold your hands up in front of you.
Is
it
okay if I
steering
pretend?
Wheel? Yeah, that'd be fine.
If I shout obscenities at some other drivers just
absolutely.
To make this real for
yes,
me?
Yes, yes. All right, so, Felicia, here's what's going to happen. Ben Bailey here is going to read you your 10 questions. You will have 60 seconds to answer all 10 questions. You can pass at any point, and we'll come back to the questions you pass. But you need all 10 correct within the 60 seconds to win the $1,000 from Century Bank. You got it?
Yep.
Okay, are you ready, Felicia?
Yep.
Are you ready, Ben?
I think I'm ready.
All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Name the card game where you are dealt cards and you try to hit 21 or bust.
Blackjack.
Spell coyote.
C-O-Y-O-T-E.
What color is SpongeBob SquarePants?
Yellow.
What is 6 times 5?
30.
What is the largest feline, a lion or a tiger?
Pass.
What is the name of Amazon's paid subscription service?
Amazon Prime.
What Apollo mission carried Neil Armstrong to the moon, 11, 12, or 13?
Pass.
What is the name of the funny little gun-toting guy who hunts Bugs Bunny?
Pass.
How many inches in a yard?
36.
What name did UPS go by when it was founded in 1907?
Oh, there's the buzzer. Oh, Felicia. Oh, you know what? You did not get any wrong.
That's true, yeah.
Okay. However, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But you did pass a few, so let's review the ones that you did pass.
What is the largest feline, a lion or a tiger?
It's a tiger.
It's
did
a
you
tiger.
Know that? Yeah. A tiger.
No, I didn't know that.
The Siberian tiger. They get up to 800 pounds, where a lion's only about 550.
Wow.
Go figure.
Poor little lion.
I know.
Only about 550.
Yeah, still, that's why they give him the crown. And then the Apollo
mission. Yeah.
Yep, that was Apollo 11.
Yeah.
Oh. The name of the funny little gun-toting guy hunting Bugs Bunny?
Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd. Hunting wabbits.
Elmer Fudd.
And then UPS, when it was founded in 1907, right at the buzzer, they were founded, they were the American Messenger Company. But you know, AMC on the side of a brown truck would look weird.
Yeah.
But you know what, AMC. Felicia? You did a great job, and we have a consolation prize. Thank you, Ben, for being our fabulous guest quizmaster. Here's what you got.
Thank you.
You've got a pair of tickets to Champions of Magic, Felicia. It's an incredible show featuring five of the world's finest illusionists coming to the Box Center Schubert Theater September 20th through the 23rd, plus a $50 gift card to Ghost Walks, the globally inspired cocktail bar and restaurant at 57 Stewart Street to visit before or after the show, or why not both? So have a great time. Thank you so much for playing. Thank you for listening, Felicia, and have a great weekend, okay?
Awesome. Thanks so much. You too.
All right. Bye, Felicia.
Bye.
All right. If you think you have what it takes to play, enter to be a contestant right now at WROR.com, and you could win $1,000 thanks to our friends at Century Bank.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
As requested, everybody, here we go. It's time for your 620 Man for Maine, and this is the episode about the Orville the Blind sales clerk. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephes is buying a new fishing rod at the Bangor Walmart, and blind Orville Magoo, Walmart's only blind sales clerk, is waiting on him when we hear...
Excuse me, blind Orville, but can you tell me anything about this rod and reel?
Well, why don't you drop it on the counter, and I can tell you everything you need to know about it from the sound that it makes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a 6-foot graphite rod with a Zebco 202 reel and 10-pound test line. It's a good all-round rod and reel, and it's $20.
Why, that's amazing, Blind Orville, that you can tell me all that just by the sound of it dropping on the counter. I think it's what I'm looking for, so I'll take it.
All righty.
Just then, Ephes accidentally breaks wind as Blind Orville is heading to the cash register.
That'll be $25.50.
But didn't you say it was $20?
Oh, yes, sir. The rod and reel is $20, but the duck call is $3, and the catfish stink bait is $2.50.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey,
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. It's 25 minutes past 6, and it's time now for Tales from Vacation. Okay, so you go on vacation, and this kind of goes hand in hand. You know, you kind of relax, you eat too much, you have a great time. So a little tips on how to know you've had to eat too much. So I'm up in New Hampshire on vacation. So I go over to Meredith.
You know, yeah, that's
nice town, nice town.
Yeah, lovely.
And they have a place, an Italian restaurant there. It's been around since, like, forever. It's called Giuseppe's. You ever been to Giuseppe's?
No.
Okay, it's kind of a rustic place, 2 stories tall with kind of a lofted kind of thing. Ooh, nice. Make a great pizza there. You know, good Italian food. So one night, I'm going to go to Giuseppe's. Going to get a pizza. So walk into Giuseppe's, get a beer, order a pizza. You know, what kind of pizza you want? Well, let me see. I think I'd like to have a large pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, green pepper, onion, meatball.
Nice.
Okay. Okay. Sounds pretty good.
Just tell us what you don't want on the pizza.
And so what?
And I'll take the Rolaids for dessert.
And so what size was that again? I'll take a large. Okay. So the pizza comes, and the large is like large.
Yeah.
Large.
It's New Hampshire large.
It's like 18 inches. One of those kind of guys.
That's large.
That's large. That's a big pizza. So I start eating on a pizza, and about halfway through, the waitress walks by. And so she says, hey, how's it going? Great. How's the pizza? Terrific. Wonderful. Thank you very much. And about 15 minutes come by again, and she comes walking by with a take-home box.
Yeah. Silly woman.
silly woman. And she looked down, and the pizza was all gone. And she said, oh, my God, you ate it all. I said, yeah. And she high-fived me.
Really?
Okay, you know that you've eaten too much when the waitress high-fives you.
Yes.
Okay? That's way too much.
I think Dave's been high-fived on occasion.
You're like an animal.
No, the thing is that, you know what's so interesting about this? The difference between, I think, a man eating a pizza like that and a woman?
What?
It's that you got high-fived, but I swear to God, somebody would have said to me,
you sure you should have done that?
Exactly. So, like, you get high-fived and I get pizza shamed. It's a man's world.
It is a man's world. Ain't it a shame?
105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, coming up next on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show, the Tales of the Tiger.
Ooh.
From the TPC Boston.
It was hot, but we followed Tiger around yesterday.
Amazing,
huh? How about it?
Stick around.
Nice.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tiger Tales. So, you were actually out at the TPC.
So, I went down yesterday. I took Sam, he'll be 9 tomorrow, my wife, my father-in-law, we all went down to watch some golf yesterday.
Yeah,
Sam enjoys golf, and I said, you know what, buddy? Like, still one of my best sporting memories was seeing Tiger in 2006 when he won that tournament down
yes.
there.
Really?
And being on the hole where he took the lead. It was, like, an amazing thing. Like, you got to experience the tournament, you know.
For reals.
Ground level
okay.
right there. So
okay.
we went down, parked at the Xfinity Center, nice shuttle bus in. It was great.
It was hot.
Hot. It was really hot. They wouldn't let you bring in your own water. You had to pay $5 for their water. But what are you going to do, you know?
So yep, you're thirsty.
We spent probably like $150 on water yesterday. But
wow.
But it was worth it. And you, you know, kind of position yourself a couple of holes in front of Tiger's group so that you can get a spot at the ropes.
Yep, yep, okay.
And then all of a sudden, you know when he's coming because there's this throng of people that just start coming. Even when he's...
Are most of them blonde?
No, it was everybody. You know what? No, it was a great crowd.
Let me ask you about this because I was talking to a guy who was down there yesterday, and he said that you could actually see... There were so many people following Tiger, you could actually see a cloud of dust off in the distance when he was approaching.
Yeah. That must be so strange for him to, like, just...
It's
I mean,
be
he's
got
to be used to it, but, like...
Or the people that end up playing with him, like, in the first round or
right.
something. That,
yeah,
you know,
they've never had,
like,
they've never
like
had
before.
That before
yeah.
in their lives.
And he was, you know, 8 shots off the lead or something, but he was still... He's just such a draw, and it was amazing to see him come by. And we caught him again at 16. He put it in the water, so when he walked by us,
not happy.
But then, between the 16th green and the 17th tee, you know, we go walking off, and I turn around, and there he is!
Right there!
I'm like,
really?
Oh my God! It wasn't him.
Oh.
It was this Tiger Woods lookalike. The kid looked exactly like Tiger.
He's unbelievable.
Is that his job?
Wearing, I don't know, he just kind of...
Was he wearing a red shirt?
Wearing the red shirt,
oh, yeah,
wearing
okay.
the pants, wearing the Tiger Woods hat. And I guess on TV they covered him quite a bit because he was just kind of following the crowd around as well. It was pretty funny, but...
Yeah. There's a great picture up
great
on Facebook of you two.
Well, you took a selfie with him, right?
And it was a lot of fun. Of course, got to get a selfie
did he
with Tiger
He didn't
Woods
charge
guy.
You for the selfie, did he?
No, he was just having a good time.
Yeah, okay.
And it was... You know what? A great time.
And there was a lot
tournament.
Of food. And
a lot of food. The nicest porta potties I've ever seen.
Okay,
I'm
that
sold.
Makes it worth
I'm
it
sold.
In itself. Okay.
Porta potties and food
everywhere. It was great.
Okay. And speaking of great sporting events.
Well, yes, it wrapped up yesterday. Bryson DeChambeau of the very cool Chapeau. He had a pretty neat hat on, right?
Yeah, I'm not sold on his hat.
Aw, come on.
You went old school on
yeah.
it. Like Three Stooges old school.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Bryson DeChambeau, he won the Dell Technologies Championship by 2 strokes at TPC
I'm
Boston.
Eight.
And Norton! Justin Rose finished second. Tiger, he finished tied for 24th, but he played. That's the key. The other thing is, Red Sox were being no-hit into the fifth inning. Didn't look good. They were playing down in Atlanta yesterday at SunTrust Stadium. Then they exploded for three runs, went on to an 8-2 win over the Braves. Ian Kinsler, an RBI double, a two-run single. Then Xander Bogaerts came up. He added a two-run double in the ninth. Nathan Eovaldi started on short rest, pitched 3 1/3 innings of shutout ball. And then the Red Sox used seven different relievers, eight pitchers on the day. Yankees lost to the A's 6-4, so the Sox lead. It's back to 8.5 games. Rick Porcello against the Braves, Sean Newcomb tonight in Atlanta. Patriots getting ready for their season opener against the Texans next Sunday at 1 o'clock at Gillette Stadium. And second seed Roger Federer out of the U.S. Open in Flushing Meadow. He was upset in four sets by unseeded Australian John Millman in the fourth round last night at Flushing Meadows. And that's a look at sports.
Okay, coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show, it's the Brian Ballbuster of the Day today. And this one is all about
getting your inspection sticker. You know, it's a pain in the neck anyway, but we're going to make it even more of a pain for Lisa.
I don't know how to tell you this, but the inside of your car, very messy. A lot of things in there.
So?
Again, safety is number one. Some things in the back seat, some empty water bottles, a lot of stuff in there.
This is your manager. This
so
is
we're going to have this detailed, really, if you want to pass inspection.
No.
You want us to put it all in a box for you?
Leave it in the car.
Okay.
The Brian Ballbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lorne and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Lisa's birthday and her husband, Jason, let us know she was just trying to get an inspection sticker on her car. So we decided to give her a little help getting that sticker.
Hello.
Hi, trying to reach Lisa.
This is Lisa.
Hey, this is Dominic from Red Hour Session.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. You know, we got your car in the inspection bay, and before I actually give you a fail sticker, I just wanted to go over a few things so that we can get your car to pass inspection.
Oh, okay.
A lot of new rules and regulations and stuff, you know?
All right.
So, your tires look okay, but they are definitely low on air. So, do you want us to put some more air in those for you?
Yeah, I mean, that's... Sure.
All right, we'll have to charge you per tire on that, of course, you know? But then it should be good.
How much is air? I mean...
It's like $5 a tire. And then...
What?
And then your washer fluid is also low, and I can't pass... You know, that's safety equipment on the car.
Is it?
So, yeah. So, that's a $2.99 charge for the bottle of washer fluid, plus installation.
Wait, the air in the tires is $5 a tire?
It's a lot of labor work. You know, there's labor factored in there.
I've done that, and I'm horrible at cars. I've done that.
I know, but, you know, it's already in the inspection bay, so we need to have it at the proper level.
Fine. What else?
Okay, then there's a bulb out in the glove box. We're going to have to change that.
No.
Well, it's, you know, again, safety equipment. All the bulbs have to work.
Glove box is not
very
safety.
Very stringent. If you go in there at night, you don't want to hurt yourself on anything in the glove compartment.
I don't even go in there.
And then the side mirrors, very dirty. We're going to have to clean those off.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. You know, we got to make sure you can see behind you, okay?
Dude. What else?
That's a free, sir. We'll just wipe those off, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. And then, I don't know how to tell you this, but the inside of your car, very messy. A lot of things in there.
So?
Again, safety is number one. Some things in the back seat, some empty water bottles, a lot of stuff in there.
Your manager.
So we're going to have this detailed, really, if you want it to pass inspection.
No.
You want us to put it all in a box for you?
Leave it in the car.
Okay. All right. Well, geez. You know, I'm just trying to get you your inspection sticker, so I'm trying to do you a favor. You know what I mean?
This is insane.
Now, also, the part of the guidelines, there's some new regulations when you get your sticker. Now, it seems like in the past, you have been going over the date. Like, this sticker expired last month.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're going to give you the new month sticker, but to crack down on people that are going over and trying to get, like, a free sticker every 12 years, we have to backdate some charges. So, we looked in our computer, and it seems like every time you get a sticker, you go, like, that month over. So, we're going to have to charge you for that.
How much is that?
Well, $29 times some penalties, and every time that it happened, it's going to be another like $348.
Oh. No way.
So add that and the air for your tires. You still had winter air in your tires. Did you know that?
What are you talking about?
So we updated that to the summer air. It's a less dense air.
Who's your manager? Because I need to speak to your manager right now. This is all insanity.
Well, you know who you could talk to?
Who?
You should talk to your husband, Jason.
What?
And let him know that we here at WROR gave you a call for your birthday. This is a Brian Ballbuster, Lisa.
Shut up. Stop it. That was horrible.
Your car should be okay. I'm sure you're getting your sticker, no problem. Although you should clean out the back seat.
Yeah, it's really messy. Oh, my God.
So happy birthday, and thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR, Lisa.
Thank you. You gave me a heart attack.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR. Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Okay, vacation stories right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show this morning. And this time, the story is going to be about LBF and her vacation. And it was a family vacation. And this is probably the most rustic vacation she's ever had.
Yes, it is. Because here's the thing. I decided to, at the first time in my entire life, to be a responsible parent and take a vacation where I could entertain myself and my daughter, Lucy.
Oh, wait a second. Can I interrupt here? You said rustic vacation?
Yeah.
They stayed at the Mount Washington Hotel.
Listen, yeah,
but by her standards,
phone.
This is pretty rustic.
This is rustic. So initially, we were going to go to the Cape, but I was like, oh, it's just going to involve me sitting on a beach and having to chase Lucy in the water, and I don't want to get eaten by a shark. And then I was going to go to Algonquin, but I was like, oh, I can't really take her to the bars because she's only 15. So I was like, what am I going to do? I need active, and I need active for her, and I need to sit on a veranda and drink martinis at about 2:30 every day for me.
I understand.
And guess what? There's a place that exists that does that.
Dr. Marvin's on vacation in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire?
Yes.
New Hampshire. Yes.
New Hampshire.
The Mount Washington Hotel in New Hampshire.
Wow.
And we stayed there for a couple of nights. We ran out of money. We had to go home.
Hank, have you ever been up there?
I have not. I stayed at my mother's smoke-filled house up in Maine when
okay,
I was on
that's
vacation.
Good. Yeah, okay.
You guys, first of all, I got to tell you, sitting on the veranda drinking martinis at 2:30 is really awesome. But the most important thing that happened on this vacation is that we were active Falcones. First of
really?
All.
Intentionally?
Intentionally. We went horseback riding for an hour. That was intense, but I wore a helmet. Initially,
of course
I wore
did.
It backwards, but they fixed
the
it.
The guy actually had to come up and say, hey, your helmet's on backwards?
I know. I'm really actually pretty good at helmets, but I guess not really. So,
how do you put a helmet on backwards?
It was just, I was confused. It was out there. It was confused.
Were you facing the wrong
outside.
Way?
Yeah. I was not
she
in my element.
She was facing the wrong way on a horse.
Helmet backwards, you backwards. Yeah.
Anyway, we went horseback riding. Lucy wow. was awesome. Dave went. I went.
Yep.
That's
yep.
not easy, by the way. Oh. That was my first outdoor activity.
You're the poor horse.
Hey. Oh. Craven.
Had you ever ridden a horse before?
Sure. I've yep. ridden horses. Yeah. But not like in recent memory. And
I
it's,
see.
It definitely engages muscles that I haven't engaged in a long time.
What do you think about the horse?
So anyway, but then we took a chairlift ride to the top of Bretton Woods, and that was outdoors. And there's a bar up there. Do you know that?
Really?
Wow. Yes, with a beautiful.
A goal.
Yes. And then we went and climbed Mount Washington. And by
you climbed Mount Washington?
I climbed Mount Washington with about 50 other people.
Wow.
In a cog trailway.
Oh, so you took a train.
You took the train up.
Climbed well, it took a long time.
And
I mean,
gotta
those,
like
you got to sit like in the back, and there are a lot of people, and they're all.
So you didn't like walk up the mountain.
No, I walked around the mountain. I went. We got at the top of Mount Washington, and I got on top of a rock and raised my arms in front of the sign, and now I'm done.
Never climb a mountain again.
Not unless it's in my car.
Was there a bar up there?
No, but here's the thing. There used to be. It's called like the Tip Tap Room, and I walk in. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. If this was actually a working bar, I might have walked up here. But yeah, so I did that. It was really actually one of the best vacations
Did they have
ever.
To tell you to take the helmet off at the top of the
yeah.
mountain?
They were like, why are you still wearing that helmet? I'm like, I don't know, but at least it's on right. Yeah, I had an active vacation with a lot of downtime with drinking.
So, but tell them about the egregious part.
Okay, this is not, it's just I'm saying.
Now, listen to this.
The one flaw that the Mount Washington Hotel has, and I it's really hardly a flaw, but their poolside bar service is not great.
Oh, my God.
You actually have to get up and get your drink.
Oh, my God. Oh, the misery.
Like, it seems odd to
the
me.
The inhumanity.
You have to walk up 10 feet.
WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, so earlier this morning, we were talking about the TPC out in Boston, the Dell big golf tournament that happened over the weekend. It's the, by the way, that's the only PGA tournament that goes Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Brian's out there. He gets a great picture, a couple of great pictures of Tiger Woods walking, you know, up close and personal. And Sam, his son, who's nine tomorrow, he gets to sit right down to the green and watch. And it was just absolutely an amazing thing.
Great take.
So we thought that, well, perhaps we should have a golf-related episode of Men from Maine for you this morning.
Oh, good. Sure. Okay, Sam so this won't is, listen to this.
Okay, so this, is, yeah. This involves a golf course and intrigue all at the same time. Oh. So here we go, everybody.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus receives a desperate phone call from Lem.
Hello.
Ephus.
Yeah.
Effie's been missing all night, and I just got a ransom note from kidnappers saying to bring $75 to the 17th hole of the Bangor Golf Course in Toxic Waste Landfill and be there by 10 or else.
Oh, my gosh.
What should I do?
Well, you head on over to the golf course, take your cell phone, and if you have a problem, call me.
Okay.
Several hours later, Aoife's phone rings again.
Hello.
Ephus.
Hey,
it's me, Lamb. I got a problem.
What is it?
Well, I made it as far as the 16th hole, and I just ran out of ball.
Join us again for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey,
right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
What the f*** is that?
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Holy f***.
105.7 WROR.
Good morning. Temperature in Boston this morning is 80 degrees. That's right. It's 80 degrees out there. But it isn't going to get a lot hotter today. It's just you won't notice because it's very humid. It's going to feel like it's 111. It's only going to be like 84, something like that. But by Thursday, a cold front comes in. It's going to change everything. It's going to cool off tremendously. Okay. So, go ahead.
This past weekend.
This is good.
This is the weekend that everybody moved back to Boston for college.
Right.
250,000 college students return for this new school year, which means that people are turning over apartments and moving in and moving out.
That's a decent-sized city to move back in.
Which means it was Alston Christmas. Now, Alston Christmas is this thing where people leave crap all over the sidewalks, and you can go through the city and you can pick up random things. Like, and probably not wise, mattresses rife with bed bugs.
Couches,
same way. But like, you could repurpose a desk, say, or maybe an office chair. I mean, my friend
things
Jen.
Things you can scrub.
Yeah, things you can scrub. Things you can scrub.
Something made out of wood. Or metal.
My friend Jen posted on Facebook, the usual suspects in Alston Christmas, Tupperware with a note with no lids, a broken down filthy desk, random AC parts, and a half-eaten jar of Nutella. Totally gross. But the thing is...
Well, you just skim the top off that skin.
I was just looking on Instagram for some of the posts. There's one here of a broken planter, a ceramic planter, in pieces. And somebody just put a note that says, free, some assembly required.
My daughter did that last year. She and her roommates, we get a free... No, they didn't give it free. They paid $100 for this couch. You wouldn't let your enemy, the person across the street from you you don't like, you wouldn't let them sit on the couch.
That nasty, huh?
So we refuse to take it.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Yeah. And I think it's really, I wonder how many people, how long does that stuff stay out for?
Before they come and
the
just throw it
guys
away.
Have to hate that.
They got to hate it.
I'm trying to think. I used to do the antique sales and things like that. And, but I don't think I've ever taken anything from a trash pile. Have you?
Hey, hang on. Let me check with our expert. Hank?
All the time.
From the trash. You drive by the trash, and you're sometimes, well, why is somebody throwing that out?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
It's a great way to get grills.
That's true. And bikes.
That was free on Craigslist. It wasn't in the trash. It was too heavy to put out.
Wait, do you have a hard pass on some things, though? A mattress?
Clothes.
He had bike clothes.
Well, that's right. He had the bike shorts.
I didn't get those out of the trash. They were used, but...
Craigslist. Craigslist is just trash online.
Craigslist.
used bike shorts.
Yeah, I get I did go to the dump down in Bourne at the Cape one time and come home with a pretty nice white leather furniture set.
See?
From my living room. And my daughter Charlotte said, what am I going to tell my friends when they come over that we got our living room set out of the dump? It was nicer than the one we had.
Okay. Lorne and Wally.
Mornings, 105.7 WROR.
Okay. Hey, everybody, here we go. It's time for your 7:45 Dirty Laundry Update.
Okay, this is brought to you by Eagle Bank. We've got actor shaming, we've got marriages, babies, but first, let's talk about the Polly Pocket of pop stars, Ariana Grande. That's
Ariana
a teeny
Grande.
Tiny little thing, isn't she? She performed at Aretha Franklin's funeral.
Yes.
And afterwards, the bishop gave her a nice, handsy hug. It was a side hug, and he wrapped his arm around her
awkward.
Waist and then moved upward and then copped a serious feel
a
of her lady parts.
Really?
Yeah. And,
really?
Like, kept hanging on. And it was so funny because every woman and every girl would recognize the look on Ariana Grande's face, which is the look that you give your friends or coworkers when somebody is touching you in a way that is very uncomfortable and you don't know what to do. It's kind of a blank stare, but then with like a little backup of like, help me please, and how do I get out of this? We all looked at it and we're like, oh my God. And the bishop ended up apologizing, saying he hugs everybody that way, but I find
really?
That doubtful. But it was like, it was, you saw it, didn't you?
You don't know what to do because, I mean, how often do you get groped by the bishop?
I don't know. But, you know, I mean.
Very inappropriate.
Like, it was totally, he just, it was, if anybody, you would squirm your way out of that. But she couldn't. She's like, I mean, I think she's tiny. He was big. And she was on a platform on a stage and performing and had to smile and through the whole thing. Really uncomfortable, really inappropriate. That guy should totally be like on, you know. I don't know, fired.
Who would have thunk after Bill Clinton leering at her that he would have been the better behaved of the two?
Really?
They were kind of, that whole group of men, I saw the whole picture, Al Sharpton included, were all kind of like leering at her, but that's, you know, I mean, par for the course. Look at the audience of people, right? I mean, I'm not going to give him any, I don't know, Brian Bell, you're awfully quiet on this situation. Did you think that hug was inappropriate?
Yeah, it was like, it was so awkwardly, like, she, you could see
like
her
you
just.
You could see, yes, right.
Yeah,
like,
how do you get out of this?
I was just watching a replay.
Oh, okay, that's where your attention
that's
was.
Right.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Hey, okay, so there's that. Then, you guys, the interesting thing happened over Labor Day weekend. Now, this guy, he played Elvin, Jeffrey Owens, is his real name, he's the actor. He played this guy on The Cosby Show. And that was 26 years ago.
Is he the guy that got married to one of the Cosby
Sandra,
girls?
Yes.
Yeah, he was studying to be a doctor.
Yeah, that's
something
it.
Like
okay,
that.
Yeah,
he was
I remember
kind
him,
of like
yeah.
this goofy guy. Anyway, that was 26 years ago. Fast forward 26 years. The guy's working actor, been working a lot.
Yep.
But, you know, nothing too big. Somebody sees him working at Trader Joe's and snaps this picture of him and then sort of job shames him on the internet. And then, like, you know, all these media companies pick it up. And it's really kind of awful. And now all these stars are backing him up because there's, you know, actors work and then they don't work for
yeah.
a long time. And one of the things is like people, Terry Crews stuck up for him and said something about like how he swept floors after the NFL. If need be, I'd do it again. Good, honest work is nothing to be ashamed of. You know, let's see. Chris Rankin, he was in Harry Potter. He said he needed a job in a kitchen. No shame in that. And you know what? I really enjoyed it. You do what you need to do, and that's nothing to be ashamed
I'm
of.
I'm sure he took a hit, like,
that's,
you know, with the whole Cosby thing.
Response is from Pamela Adlon, and she's great. She's an actor. She said, I got a job at a flower shop. My agent came in and said, what are you doing here? I asked the same of him. What am I doing here? I'm grateful for work. It's always about the work. Work gives you pride and purpose no matter what you do. Your visibility as an actor never goes away. But the money sure does. And P.S., he can't have access to residuals because his show has been pulled. And whoever posted this, you're a terrible person. She uses sports words. And she was just, you know, no shame in that working game. And,
hey.
And she loves Trader Joe's, and so do I.
Look at all those people who worked on The Cosby Show.
Yeah.
You know, they finished up this series. It went on for years and years and years. It goes into syndication. Everybody's syndicating the show. It's on every, you know, every place.
Yes, yeah, so they get a little
and they're getting
expertise.
Paid for this. And they think, wow, I'm set for life. I'm good to go. And then, bingo, the Cosby thing breaks, and it's over.
And these sort of secondary actors don't get paid the big residuals.
That's right.
The
they just get, you know.
And also, shout out to Claire Danes and Hugh Dancy. They had a second child, another boy.
Oh, Claire
I think,
Danes.
Yeah, Homeland ends this
big
season.
Big fan, huh?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Like her. They met on this movie called Evening. You should watch it. It's very romantic. And Lara Spencer from GMA got married again to a guy named Rich McVeigh. She looks very happy. Congrats, everybody.
Coming up next on the Lord of Wally Morning Show, it's a Brian Bell Buster, and it's all about getting a car inspected.
That's right. I'm going to mess with Lisa. You know, getting a car inspected is a pain in the neck anyway. Without me getting involved and telling her that her car is just too dirty to be inspected.
I don't know how to tell you this, but the inside of your car, very messy. A lot of things in there.
So?
Again, safety is number one. Some things in the back seat, some empty water bottles, a lot of stuff in there.
Your manager. This
so
is
we're going to have this detailed, really, if you want it to pass inspection.
No.
You want us to put it all in a box for you?
Leave it in the car.
Oh, my God! Hey!
The Lauren and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is where you find out what you're really made of. It's Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. Your chance to win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. And we have on the line with us now a player, somebody who thinks that she can do it. Her name is Jessica Hopkins. She's from Mashpee, Massachusetts. And Jessica, good morning, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I love Mashpee. I love Mashpee Commons.
It's a great little spot.
It is.
Oh, it is.
Mashpee and mashed potatoes.
Oh, I love Mashpees and mashed potatoes.
Oh,
yes.
It's awful.
So, listen, what are you doing right now, Jessica, besides talking with us on the phone?
Driving my daughter to school. And then I'm celebrating my birthday today.
Oh, nice.
Today
what are
is
do?
Your birthday. Da 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 da. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Now, I guess the only thing you have to worry about now is keeping your wits about yourself. Because
I'll do my best.
In 60 seconds, LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. If you get them all right, get the answers all right, you get $1,000 from Century Bank. You can pass any of the questions at any time. Just say pass, move on. You got time at the left. We come back, you pick up the questions, get the answers right, get $1,000 in cash. So are you prepared to play this morning?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you prepared with the questions, LBF?
I am.
Everybody, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Who is the governor of Massachusetts?
Pass.
What's 16 divided by 4?
4.
What is Beyonce's middle name?
Pretty.
Who did the Red Sox sell in the offseason of 1919-1920 to the Yankees?
Oh, dear. Pat.
Your fingernails and hair keep growing after you die. True or false?
False.
Spell embarrass.
E-M-B-A-R-A-S-S-E-D.
Coprastastophobia is the fear of what?
The test.
Where was the Titanic headed?
America.
Kodiak Island is in what state?
Alaska.
The song Up Where We Belong is what from what 80s movie?
I'm sorry, can you say that one again?
The song Up Where We Belong is from what 80s movie?
Pass.
Okay, who's the governor of Massachusetts?
Okay.
All right.
So according to my calculations here, you got 4 correct. You passed on a bunch. You got a couple wrong here. So let's review.
Okay, the governor of Massachusetts is Charlie Baker.
I know this.
Of course you do. Yeah. And by the way, the polls are open now.
Yeah. It's election day.
Yeah, it is election
day. Yes. What is Beyonce's middle name? That's Giselle. Babe Ruth was sold to the Yankees in the 1919-1920 offseason from the Red Sox.
Heard of him.
Embarrass. E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-S. Did you...
It was off.
Yeah, it was a little off. Yeah. Coprastastophobia is the fear of constipation.
Ooh.
The Titanic... I'm going to give you this because you said America. That was actually headed to New York City. But you know
okay.
what?
We
that's okay.
That.
I'll take that one. Kodiak Island is in Alaska. That's amazing that you knew that, but did not know that the governor of Massachusetts was Charlie Baker. No judgment.
No shaming here.
No shame.
Everyone has their gifts. The song Up Where We Belong is from the 80s movie An Officer and a Gentleman. It's a good movie if you haven't seen it.
All is not lost. For you, a consolation prize, Jessica.
Yeah,
a $100 Stop and Shop gift
Yay!
Card.
Yay!
Plus the newest Woo! Savory magazine from Stop and Shop is in stores right now. Check out tips and simple swaps to hide veggies and amp up your nutrition with Stop and Shop. Hey, thanks for playing the game. Congratulations for winning a consolation prize. Have a great back-to-school year with your daughter, okay?
Happy birthday. Is Zachary
Thank
still
you.
Open in Mashpee, by the way?
I know the building still stands. If it's open, I don't know.
Okay. All
You don't know much today,
you
do
you? You have a job, man?
Oh, no. No, no, no. And if my wife is listening, no.
Okay, thanks a lot. Have a great day today, okay?
What?
Wow. Bye. Okay.
Bye.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program Fashion Report. I know you probably all come to us first for fashion reports. Today, it's the day after the, you know, the big Labor Day holiday.
Yep.
It's all over. Summer's over. Here comes fall. Back to school and all that. Yada, 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 yada stuff. But the question is, why is that old thing about you're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day? What's that all about?
What is it all about?
You're wondering about that. You've wondered about this for years.
We're talking about it this weekend.
All my life.
My wife and a bunch of her friends wore their white pants for the last time.
And they said, oh, this is the last time we can wear these white pants. Okay. So there are two. Nobody is really positive, but there are two major theories that why this came about. And it's really a phenomenon that only started like 100 years ago. Theory number one.
Don't make me make any of those 100-year-old jokes.
I was going to ask LB if you know how this started. Okay, so theory number one. This is the B theory. Some people think it was all about being practical. They say it made sense to wear white when it was hot outside because this was pre-air conditioning. Nobody was wearing T-shirts and tank tops and stuff like that back around the last turn of the century from like 1800s to the 1900s. And it was just uncomfortable. But then by the end of the summer meant rain was coming, and then things were going to get muddy because a lot of the roads weren't paved and things like that. And the darker clothes wouldn't show the mud and the dirt and the rain and all that sort of thing. Okay, so they quit wearing white. That's what a lot of people think. But, and I think this is the real theory, it's all about class division. It's about showing off. The second theory, theory A, is not being practical. It's all about being rich. Basically, people with money used to wear white on vacation as a sort of a status symbol. Then they'd head home when the summer
resort wear, that's what they call
resort
it.
Resort wear, yeah.
I walked right by it.
Okay. And then they'd head, when summer was over, they'd head back home and go back to a completely different wardrobe. And the other people, us common folk, we couldn't afford another wardrobe. You only had one wardrobe.
I wonder if this applies to the tennis set. You know what I'm saying?
It certainly does.
I saw a whole ton of people playing tennis yesterday, all in bright whites.
There are still many tennis clubs where you have to play in whites. You can't wear anything but
really?
White.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Forget it. Because you know what? White is not slimming. I'm glad Labor Day is here. Bring it, fall.
Hey, so when rich people embrace the rule just to make sure everyone knew that they had money, they say that this really took off like in the 30s and 40s when they got their
division of wealth really hit hard.
That's when it really hit hard, and they got the fashion industry to start endorsing it. Okay, so there you go, and now you know.
We're all pawns in their game. Yep. We're black, everybody.
That's
right.
We
eat a lot of donuts.
Okay, thank you very much.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning, this is the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program, and ladies and gentlemen, a special feature right now. The official Lauren and Wally Blow You Away Fact of the Day.
Whoa.
Okay.
You're selling this. This better be good.
This is the Blow You Away Fact of the Day.
I hope it's better than the White on Labor Day report.
Okay. It's hard to believe.
I would think it would have to be.
50% of the population of the world has never made or received a phone call.
What?
I know. You think, how can that possibly
be? That was me in ninth grade.
How many people in the world? Like 7 billion?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
But, I mean, you think, because we've all got phones, you know, we all carry our own phone with us.
I feel as though that maybe the younger generations, I mean, I've never seen one on a telephone. They have a phone that they text and Snapchat and whatever on, but I have never, honest to God, I don't think I've ever gotten a phone call from my niece or nephew.
No.
I want to say that. I want to say that, and I want to say
well,
it
they probably
loud.
Don't really like you that much.
Yeah, but, okay, that we can explain away.
For sure, I haven't in the past couple of years.
Are those the ones living in the Amazon?
That's probably
no, they're
it.
Living right
that
in
might
the
have end. Something to do with it.
Yeah, okay. No, but I think
but strangely enough, she hears from them by drum many, many times a day.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.